USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
More than 18 million ballots have been cast in the country. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the Democratic presidential nominee, remains ahead in polling. The Real Clear Politics national average shows Biden with a near 9-point lead over President Trump. The president appears to be hemorrhaging on two fronts, losing support with the elderly and suburban women. The president at a rally in Macon, Georgia last night went after Biden and his family.
That Biden family is corrupt. It's a corrupt family. And with me and my kids, let me tell you, my kids, I'll tell you something, though, I just try to lock them up. You shouldn't lock them up.
Earlier at that same rally, Georgia Senator David Perdue mocked the name of his Democratic colleague and Biden's running mate, Kamala Harris. Democrats want an apology for that. They called it a racist dog whistle. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.